door, I let him in.
Live from Gilbert, Arizona, for the grand opening of the new Pella Windows and Doors showroom experience, it's Rosie on the House.
Welcome back. Hey, y'all. We are here at the Pella Experience Center grand opening. We are at 190 South Laqueen Road in Gilbert. If you are putting that in your search in your Google Maps, be sure you put the word Gilbert. It's not the other one. So
just south of Elliott.
You can't miss us. Can't miss us. We got the Pella tents out and lots of balloons out on the street and the Rosie on the House logo and the Rosie on the House van. And there are lots of people showing up already.
I love it.
I
love
it. It's so fun to meet people.
Yes. And Reginald got here early and had questions about water heater. It was so easy to talk to him because he had pictures and a proposal. He had everything right there. So you're not trying to read through the radio wires about, okay, what's he really thinking? What's he chewing through? But he had all his proposals right there.
Well, and, you know, people have heard us talk about Pella forever. And this is so cool because they have all the little pullouts where you can pull out a window and you can see just all in detail. You can touch it, look at it, feel it, see how it works. They're wonderful.
It's a showroom, but they call it the Experience Center. It really is an experience. And today you can experience the live broadcast. And what did Colette set up for the way of catering? I mean, this...
I guess she's been working pretty hard.
Holy cow, man.
This is done Colette style. This is M Culinary Concepts. They're the largest catering service in the Southwest. He told me that they will cater anywhere from 2 to 200,000 people. Because they do the open as well. But the food is delicious. Roma, you had a taste of the quiche.
The bacon. There's two over there. There's one that was like a Swiss and mushroom, and then there was another one that was bacon.
Yeah.
I had the bacon one. I'm going back for the other one at the bottom of the hour. That was real. And well, the bacon one was good. The other one's got to be Swiss and mushrooms. Got to be good.
So you can come and have a great breakfast. They're going to have lunch sandwiches later. You can come register to win family-sized Traeger grill. Mm-hmm. You're going to give away to some lucky visitor, right?
Yeah.
Adam?
Maybe you.
Adam Homer? Well, I'm never that lucky. So you can come down and pick up a Rosie souvenir T-shirt.
Calendars, we're here.
Oh, we got the calendars, Romy. I have 2022 calendars. I want to hand you this one because I've already marked all my days off on it.
Very nice, very good.
He'll do the same for you, I'm sure. But I'm always here.
And we have a plethora of calendars. So if you are a homeowners association, you want to put them out in your community. If you have them for you want to put them out at a community center, your church, whatever the case. There's 50 per box. You can come take a box of calendars.
You know who loves them is the realtors in town. Mm. What a great way to connect with our Rosie on the House partners.
We're here this morning with Mr. Adam Homer, who has joined us many times to talk the Pella story at Rosie on the House. Adam, again, thanks again for hosting in the new showroom. Really a knockout showroom.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad you guys could come too and do the live broadcast. It's great.
We were talking this morning with Mr. John Pratt from Sanderson Ford, and he was talking about having traveled to Pella, Iowa, and I can't miss the opportunity to talk about my experience at Pella. Folks, if you've never been there, it's a small community. And I think it's against the law to mow the lawn on Sunday. Is that right?
I don't know if it still is, but it used to be.
Yeah. And I mean, every...
Well, it was a city ordinance. I don't know if it's against the law.
Okay.
But you would get a fine.
Every hedge was perfectly trimmed. There was no grass exceeding any of the pavers, driveways. It is the most meticulous.
Yeah. Jennifer tulips, and I... You got to have the tulips perfectly aligned.
Jennifer and I took a walk around the motel. Even the dumpster bin was swept clean.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't
probably
even
waxed
a,
and
there wasn't
spit
even a
shine.
Cobweb in there. It was unbelievable. Just the prettiest little town, and right there in the heart of it is the Pella headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty neat. I've been back there lots of times over the years, and they treat you like kings when you're there. You usually come back 5 pounds heavier from all the baked goods. And
that's true. They do feed you a lot, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
But it's a great American story.
Mm-hmm.
Pella story. Give it to us in Reader's Digest form. Because I want to talk about today, but
sure.
I want people to know the roots of Pella.
Yeah. Yeah, so they started in Des Moines, Iowa, back in 1925. That was it was called the Roll Screen Company, and they just sold they sold an accessory for windows, which was just a roll screen that pulled up and down. It was made out of metal with metal mesh. You can still see some today in older parts of the U.S. But yeah, so in the shortly thereafter, they moved to Pella and made that their home. And I don't know if it was land or employment was better there. I'm not really sure what the reason was, but they moved, and that's where they started to set their roots. And they didn't start making windows until around the 40s. During the war, there was a need for, you know, this housing boom, and they were selling this accessory for windows, but they saw this need for windows themselves.
And as I broke into the trades in the 60s and 70s and 80s, Pella was the Rolls Royce of windows. Mm-hmm. They had the wood interior, the zero maintenance aluminum clad exterior.
Yeah.
And if you wanted the top of the line, there just wasn't anybody else to talk to. You just got Pella.
Yeah. Yeah. Initially, it was an all wood window. That's all they made. And they started with casements. And then over time, and you saw at the factory in the kind of entryway, they have the window history of you know, in 1941, yes, they created this and that. They started out with casements. That's a big Midwestern style window that cranks out. But they started doing cladding, the aluminum cladding that you're talking about, and I think sometime in the 60s. I'll get the date wrong. But sometime in the 60s, they started doing that. And that's the same time they started doing the blinds between the glass, which,
yes,
people always think that's something new that we just came out with, but it's not new at all. And today they've, you know, obviously revamped the windows time and time again. And
well, and then in the 80s and 90s, y'all started introducing other lines. So now there's a Pella product for every price point.
Right. Yeah. Because back then
now,
it was just.
Y'all have really expanded the product line.
Yeah. Any window that you bought was just called the Pella window, just different sizes and colors and stuff. But I think it was in the 90s they diversified the branding, and then they had the Pro line, and then the Designer series and the Architect series. And of course, they had doors, and entry doors came on, and things like that. But now they've remarketed it again, and they call it different things. Lifestyle series, and the Pella Reserve line, which is the top of the line. Then the fiberglass, the impervious that you like so much, and vinyl.
And I do want to cover impervious specifically, but in a wood window, can I pick species?
Yeah, we do have. We've got a variety of species. It's not, you know, there are some people that, you know, they really want, mahogany or fir or something like that. Other parts of the company or country, I should say, that's more of a thing where they really want a particular species. Me being from the Northwest, I can tell you fir is a big.
Okay.
They really like their fir windows and flooring and all that. But around here, it's mainly pine. That's because that's the main product they use. It's the most stable. It's the most affordable. And it's readily available. I mean, there's crops of literally of forested sustainable pine trees that they just keep rotating and cutting and growing.
And the clad coloring from the factory is permanent. It's zero maintenance.
Yep.
How many different color?
It's a baked on enamel finish, so much like a car finish. And the Lifestyle series, again, I'll get these numbers wrong, somewhere around 10 color options. It's a little bit limited. But then once you step into the Reserve, there's 25 colors, and then really any color. I mean, we can make it the color of your shirt if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just the wood clad windows.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a Pella fan. I'll tell you, I can even remember the job. It was on Central Avenue, just up from Northern, for an attorney in town. And we did the Pella clad doors with the louvers. Mm-hmm. And that was in 1983.
No kidding.
And the product that got delivered, got installed, the service we were given by the Pella local operation. It really was in 1983. I decided, there really isn't any reason I need to shop any other window place.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because,
I've been a
probably wasn't a lot of options either, was there? Aluminum, maybe?
No. Back then, you kind of had the ABC, these, not near like y'all have your line spread out today. But mm-hmm. that that client knew exactly what they wanted. It was just, boom, I'm not, this is not negotiable. This is what's going in. This is what I grew up with back in the Midwest, and this is what I'm going to have at my house.
Oh, that's cool. I wonder if it's still there.
It is. Hmm. It is.
Very neat.
The job still stands.
That's great.
So we've been installing Pella. What does that make it? 40 years. Mm-hmm. Really close to 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time.
It is.
Yeah, we still have parts to service that 1983 window if they need them.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
We are here broadcasting live from the Pella showroom. We've got the Pella Rosie calendars we can distribute. We've got other Rosie calendars we can distribute. Y'all are going to be open here till 3 today.
Yep.
At the Experience Center for anybody that can't get down this morning during the broadcast. But if you can get down here during the broadcast, come in. Register for a full family-sized Traeger grill. One lucky attendee at today's event is going to go home with a Traeger grill. We're at 190 South McQueen Road in the Gilbert, just south of Elliott. They call it the Experience Center for a reason. It's so much more than just a window and door showroom. It's that and a whole lot more. And today we're having fun down here today with homeowners that have shown up, catering by M
Catering Concepts.
Has got some quiches.
Romy's, that's not right. M Culinary Concepts. I know I was going to.
Romy gave the bacon quiche a big thumbs up, and you're going to go back and try the mushroom and Swiss.
Well, you got to.
Okay. All right. So they'll be catering, and then you've got a Italian ice truck showing up later.
Yeah, Kona Ice is coming.
Okay.
So you can get your favorite slushy made up, custom style if you want.
All right. Typical fashion. Pella's doing it all first class for us here at their design center for the broadcast, and we'd like to welcome you. We've got a good number of people here. Why don't we circle the room here during break and find out if there are anyone here who'd like to come on here and ask us questions about their house, home, castle, or cabin, because that's what we do at Rosie on the House. Answer your questions about your favorite subject, you and your home.